A door opened at the top as she climbed the final steps, and Konstantin was there, looking tired, grey-haired, and dressed in a grubby lab coat.
"Good to see you again, Julia," he said, offering a weary smile. "Welcome to Talavera's puzzle house. She has been keeping me here for, well, I'm not sure how long."
"Konstantin," she said, "we have to stop those missiles. Talavera has targeted them on 500 suns to create 500 supernovae."
"Yes, I know," Konstantin said.
"Has the Godhead arrived yet?"
Julia was surprised. "How did you know?"
"It is surprising how much these narcissistic sociopath types will reveal if you can convince them that you are practically an extension of their will."
He gave a dry laugh.
"Talavera told me about the ecology of greatness, and later, piece by piece, the Godhead's plan for its elevation to a higher continuum, a plane of superior existence, complete with hot and cold running enlightenment. All it required was 500 supernovae and an unimaginable slaughter."
His lip curled in disgust.
"So, bit by bit, I built my own subversion system, which would allow me to retarget all 500 missiles with just a few commands. Unfortunately, I underestimated that paranoia of hers. It's so reflexive, so ingrained, that it's more than just an ego state. I must have said or done something to touch it off, which led to my captivity here, and the isolation of all my control interfaces."
He beckoned her over to the small quartered window, which no longer looked down into the enclosed courtyard. Instead, about 10 yards away, there was a long wall of big stone blocks topped with broken glass and rows of spikes. But the window was high enough to reveal that this was just one side of an immense maze. There was an entrance, a gap in the wall a fair distance off to the left. Konstantin pointed towards the centre of the maze.
"That's where my control interfaces are," he said. "So Talavera locked me up in here. But now that you have unpuzzled the door, I can get outside."
"How long will it take to get through that maze?" Julia said.
"Time is short." "Trust me, Julia, I always have a plan B."
He gave her a sidelong glance.
"You've changed. You're less of a martinet than you used to be."
"I'm less human than I once was," she thought.
"I wouldn't be too sure about that," she said. "So what's plan B?" "First, we get outside."
She followed him back down to the triple door, which, as she half expected, now opened onto the flat, pebbly ground facing the maze's outer wall. Immediately, a high-pitched keening came from either side.
"Now we run,"
Konstantin said, dashing over to the wall. Julia spotted dog creatures converging from left and right as she ran after him. They had tapered black Vermax heads, rather than something less disturbing, which, at that moment, could have been almost anything else.
"Sorry," he said. "I forgot to mention Talavera's pets. Quite nasty, aren't they? Ah, here it is."
Fumbling along the wall, he stopped at a square off-colour block and slapped his splayed-out hand against it.